ninth annual WABC School Scope Competition, where high school students present newscasts about their schools and compete for a $1,000 WABC scholarship. This week's School Scope reporters are students from High School of Art and Design in Manhattan.
This is Elliot Brown from Art and Design High School reporting for WABC School Scope. The High School of Art and Design is an art-oriented vocational high school, but more things happen than just art. Dr. Daisy Alden of the English Department of Art and Design has just published two books, Breakthrough, a collection of her own poetry, and The Death of Experience of Mainz, her translation of a drama by German poet Albert Steffen. Mary Hoffman, a senior at Art and Design, received an achievement award given by the National Council of Teachers of English. It was granted in recognition of her outstanding skills in writing and understanding of English literature. Lisa Farrington, a sophomore at A&D, has contributed much original poetry to 40 Acres and a Mule, a paper published by the students in the educational program of the New York Urban League. Mr. Robert Tomlinson, a faculty member of A&D, has recently had a good exhibition of his sculpture at the Circle Gallery in Midtown Manhattan. Mr. Max Ginsburg, also of the faculty, has had a successful exhibition of his works in oils at the 1199 Gallery. Calvin Hogue and Mr. Kriestein's senior illustration class had a protest sign printed on the cover of a recent United Teachers magazine. The sign was originally used in the budget cut protest rally at City Hall on November 18th. The Kenny Gallery, located on the first floor of the school building at 57th Street and 2nd Avenue, has had in the past many fine exhibitions of the works of students and of the faculty. The next exhibition, put together by Nancy Patizano, promises to be a large one. It will open on school days, and as usual, it will be open to the public.